Well, staying in the capital now, and the Federal Communications Minister, Paul Fletcher, is confident the proposed merger of telcos TPG and Vodafone will create a stronger third player in the market. His position is in stark contrast, though, to that of the competition watchdog, the ACCC. It fiercely opposed the proposed merger in the federal court. But yesterday, the court approved the plan, saying it wouldn't substantially lessen competition in the market. The ACCC points out that Telstra, Optus and Vodafone already control nearly 90% of the market, and it argues that if the merger does go ahead, Australian consumers will have lost a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for stronger competition and cheaper mobile services. A short time ago, I asked the Communications Minister, Paul Fletcher, why he disagrees.
My own view is that this transaction is likely, if it proceeds, because there's some other regulatory steps, of course, and there's also the possibility of an appeal. But if this transaction were to proceed, in my judgment, it would produce a stronger third player in the mobile market. And I believe that would bring greater competition and in turn deliver benefits to consumers. Ultimately, this has to be about benefits to consumers, lowest possible prices, greatest innovation, greatest range of choice. Of course, I would emphasise that it's open to the ACCC to appeal this decision. That's a choice that the Chair, Rod Sims, and the Commissioners need to make.
You say that the central policy question is to make the market more competitive. What's the government going to do to make sure that happens and to ensure that mobile prices come down?
Well, the whole focus of telecommunications policy in Australia for some 30 years since the market was first opened up to competition has been to boost competition in both fixed line and mobile, and with stronger competition, that's the way to deliver benefits like lower prices, continued innovation, more choice. So the policy settings are very much about encouraging and maintaining and stimulating competition. Competition has served Australian mobile consumers well, and this is a very advanced mobile market.
The prices are very high, though, still. So why don't you think TPG could have been that innovative and disruptive competitor in the market, as the ACCC believes?
In my view, the history of the mobile market in Australia shows that we've had two attempts over some 15 years for a fourth entrant to come in and establish a sustainable position, and that has not in both cases, that did not succeed. At the same time, if you have a stronger third player in the mobile market, then that is a source of competition. So that's the basis on which I make my judgment. If you look at the history of the last 30 years, the path in telecommunications, both fixed and mobile, has been steadily reducing prices, steadily improved services, increased bandwidth, higher downloads, and that's true in both fixed and mobile. So we've seen extraordinary innovation and better deals for consumers over time. But it's my judgment that if this transaction proceeds, then it will produce a stronger third player in the mobile market, and I believe that will bring competition benefits.
The Federal Communications Minister, Paul Fletcher.